It is 5:14. Time for Sarah's Weekly Corner. Today brought to you by Sonny's Family Diner. Sonny's has an upstairs private dining room that holds up to 50 people. It's a perfect place to hold your upcoming baby or bridal shower, business meeting, or get-together of any sort. Call Sonny's Family Diner for more details, 730-4834. Time for Sarah's Weekly Corner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Weekly Corner? Part of your theme week, no doubt.
Yes. Well, first, I need to say their little correction. It's 4:14. Not 5:14.
What is it? 5:14?
You said you're an hour ahead. Gosh. You're an hour ahead. So it's 4:14. Well, don't mean to scare anybody.
I'm living in the future. Let me tell you, the next hour is amazing. You're going to love the next hour.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Now we're back to 4:14.
So 4:14.
Yes.
So we're continuing our theme week on odd jobs that don't exist anymore. Today we're talking about the soda jerk.
Oh, yes. You soda jerk.
So the soda jerk was typically a young man who would operate the soda fountain in a drugstore, preparing and serving soda drinks and ice cream sodas. The drinks were made by mixing flavored syrup, carbonated water, and occasionally malt powder over either ice or a few scoops of ice cream. Now, to me, that sounds kind of gross, ice cream and carbonated water together, but I don't know how I feel about that.
That was a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But soda jerks were relatively common in the United States from the 1920s to the late 1950s. Oh. So the soda fountain was an attempt to replicate mineral waters that bubbled up from the earth. Many civilizations believe that drinking and bathing in these mineral waters cured diseases.
Ah.
So early scientists tried to create effervescent waters with these same curative powers.
That's wonderful.
So in the early 1770s, a Swedish chemist and an English scientist invented equipment for adding carbon dioxide to water to make it fizzy.
Great, like a fizzy.
Fizzy, yeah. So the soda fountain began in Europe, but achieved its greatest success here in the U.S. Benjamin Silliman was a Yale chemistry professor, and he was among the first to introduce soda water to America.
Okay.
In 1806, he began selling his mineral waters in New Haven, Connecticut, and eventually opened soda fountains in New York City and Baltimore. Like many early soda fountains, he sold customers on the purported health benefits of carbonated water.
Oh.
Flavors like ginger and lemon were marketed as natural remedies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in their heyday, soda fountains flourished specifically in pharmacies and drugstores.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, many fountain drinks were concoctions or extracts of flavored effervesced drugs, specifically cocaine and caffeine.
Oh, hello.
Cocaine and caffeine were among such popular drugs found in pharmacy drinks.
Wow.
This combination was used to treat headaches.
Oh.
I bet that it would do a good job.
It'll do that. Right.
As patients began to suffer rebound headaches, they would return again and again for more drinks
more
to treat their pain.
Cocaine drink, please, if you don't mind.
Patients enjoyed visiting the soda fountain to get some pep. I guess that's what you would call it. At the time, it was widely believed that those stimulants were safe and effective.
Yes. Oh, you're saying they're not?
Pharmacists even made and marketed their own secret formulas.
Yeah, making their cocaine drinks over there.
So the term soda jerk was a pun on soda clerk, which was the formal job title of the drugstore assistants who operated the soda fountains.
Oh, okay.
It was inspired by the jerking action that the server would implement to drive the fountain handle back and forth while adding the soda water.
Oh, okay.
Since most drinks required carbonated water, the tap handle was built pretty large to accommodate the frequent use.
Yeah.
Okay. The practice of operating a soda fountain in a drugstore reached its peak popularity in the 1940s, but was popular through the 50s. About 500,000 soda jerks were employed at tens of thousands of soda fountains all over the U.S. in the 1930s and 40s. The position was coveted and was commonly only awarded after protracted menial labor at the store. Soda jerking was dominated by popular young men with loud personalities and good people skills because of the popular environment and the cool association.
Hey, baby.
These boys who worked at the shops were expected to not only serve the drinks, but also socialize and entertain the guests.
Like a bartender.
Kind of,
like
right?
A drugstore bartender.
That's right.
Serving their cocaine drinks.
Yeah, and ice cream.
The
proliferation of ice cream parlors declined as drive-ins and walk-up fast food stands grew in popularity and grill and fry cooks replaced the soda jerks.
Oh.
The occupation essentially no longer exists due to economic and social trends.
Do you think there's even one soda jerk still somewhere in America?
Probably, because they have those retro restaurant like
Johnny Rockets.
Yeah, something like that.
Does Johnny Rockets have a soda jerk?
I don't know. I'm sure there's old-timey retro restaurants.
Old-timey.
They probably have a soda jerk. I don't know.
Old-timey restaurants with soda jerks. All right. You picked out a record to go along with the soda jerk, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song called Soda Poppin' Around by Lori Collins.
Let's do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the great Lori Collins there, and Soda Poppin' Around. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about soda jerks as part of our theme week on odd jobs that don't exist anymore.
It's true. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, the term soda jerk was a pun on soda clerk.
Yeah, in the 1930s and 40s, 500,000 soda jerks were employed across the U.S.
And at one time, cocaine and caffeine were used in drugstores. Store drinks as treatment for headaches.
There you go.
It'll do it.
That'll cure you.
Cure it.
Sorry,
for sure.
Sorry, Tylenol. I'm going for the cocaine.
And the caffeine.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah. It's funny, the things that, you know, one time
I know
there was no concern over, and now...
I think that's how Coca-Cola started, was with that.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your drinks? You drink your carbonated bubble waters.
The seltzers.
Yeah. Yeah, you like the...
I do like the seltzers.
Could you imagine, like, back in the day, you know, everything was just flat drinks.
Yeah.
Like coffee and tea and water and all that.
And as we learned yesterday, they were, like... room temperature because there was no ice.
Right. And then imagine there's suddenly you get like, you know, ice cold bubbly drinks.
Yeah.
Imagine what that must have been like, that excitement.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Folks want to learn more about soda jerks. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow. Just to recap, we're talking about odd jobs that don't exist anymore. Monday, we talked about barber surgeons. We talked about ice cutters yesterday and soda jerks today. Two more episodes this week.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Ed Smith's here with traffic in just a minute. The forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols on the way to.